This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. My name is Brad Brown. It's good to be with you once again, and we chat some biking on this episode of the podcast. And we touch base with John Wilson to find out about some of the things that he's done to get better from a cycling perspective. That's all coming up today as well. I mentioned on Wednesday that things have been pretty hectic here at TKE HQ. Just with regards to work and family life and keeping all the balls in the air, so to speak, and put out a pretty serious request. And obviously, I'm still trying to wrap my head around how to make this whole thing viable and feasible. I'm contemplating cutting down the number of podcasts we create. It's just becoming so taxing with regards to the amount of time it's taking. This is a bit of a side project. I would love to turn it into a full-time gig in 2018. That's the plan. But as it stands right now, I need to keep food on the table for my wife and kids and keep a roof over our heads. So, there are times when I need to focus, or I say times, most of the time I need to focus on my real job, so to speak. Unfortunately, the Kona Edge takes a bit of a back seat. So if you'd like to support me on my quest to turn this thing into a full-time gig, and my first plan of action is to get some help. So I'm looking to sort of hire someone to help me with the production and putting this thing out consistently, and it's probably going to take about $500 to do that, US dollars, to hire somebody part-time to handle a five-day-a-week podcast. And if you would like to be part of the process of supporting the podcast, I would appreciate it if you would become a patron and help us keep things going. So you can head over to thekonaedge.com/support to get all the details. And if we can do that, that'll really ease things up from a workload perspective on me. At the moment, I'm the chief bottle washer, cook, waiter, the works here at the Kona Edge, and I would love some help. I'm just feeling really overwhelmed and stressed. I mentioned I'll reveal some stuff on my race calendar, but I'll save that for Monday. Enough about me yakking. That URL once again is thekonaedge.com/support. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Coach Parry Triathlon Coaching. With a passion for high-performance sport, Lindsay Parry is one of South Africa's most widely recognized and respected coaches. Having led a team to the London and Rio Olympic Games, Lindsay has coached both triathletes and runners onto podiums of some of the world's most illustrious races. Lindsay has the unique ability to understand what it takes to succeed at any level and thrives on coaching, motivating and inspiring others to do the same. To find out more about working with Coach Parry, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or if you have a coaching business and you'd like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Let's chat some biking as we head back to Connecticut here on the Kona Edge. John Wilson joining us once again. John, welcome back onto the podcast.
Thank you, Brad. Pleasure to be back.
John, let's talk about your bike. Your bike times are pretty good. You obviously enjoy spending time on two wheels.
I do. I've always enjoyed biking. It's almost like it's very easy for me to get into the flow on a bike. I can get into a zen moment on a bike quite quickly, much quicker than any of the other disciplines.
You've been around the sport for a while. I think you mentioned you did your first triathlon in the 1980s. Would you want to go back and do an Ironman on the bike you did in the bike you used in that sprint in the 80s?
No, the new bikes have come a long way. It's pretty amazing, actually. I remember when we were just throwing clip-on bars onto road bikes, and the geometry's changed so much, and these bikes are just unbelievable now with carbon fiber and the wheels that are out there, ceramic bearings and chain, low friction chains, and it's pretty unbelievable the gear, where it's at right now. I'm not sure that I've warmed up to any of the new sort of monocoque bikes, but part of that is just I think I'm a bit of a bike purist in a way, with the I like the visual aspect of the of just a regular triangular frame, but that's just a personal thing.
What are you currently riding?
I ride a Parley TT. Is my bike right now. I rode a Serrata for quite a few years, but the last few years I've been on a Parley TT, and I really like the bike a lot. Parley is builds a really, really good quality product, and you know, I have a lot of confidence in the carbon fiber that they're using and how the bikes are laid up. You know, I worry a little bit about, you know, some of the mass market bikes and, how they're laid up. And when I hear about people with cracked frames, I get a little worried. You know, I don't really want to be coming down out of Javi in a, you know, in a 40 mile an hour wind getting buffeted back and forth and, have a frame crack. That's for sure. So I'm a little worried about the integrity and some of the carbon fiber that's out there.
Absolutely. As far as things you've done over the years to get better on the bike, do you think there's one or two things that have really helped improve your performance on the bike?
Yeah, I'm a huge believer in hills. Where I live here in Connecticut, we've got a lot of hills. So you know, and I'll hunt them down. You know, we've got a lot of climbs around here that are pretty difficult, and you know, I love to go find them in the midst of a big ride. And you know, I think that climbing as many hills as you can is great for your biking. You know, slow turnover, big gear work. You know, you know, I've noticed you know, a lot out there that Sutton talks about with Daniela Reef, and she does a lot of big gear work, and certainly we all know how great a biker she is. So it's I'm a big believer in it as well. The other part I really like a lot, which is you know, newer for me, Zwift has been a huge deal for me. I really like Zwift a lot. I do the mountain courses, all of them frequently all winter long. And I find that's made a big difference. You know, there's no gliding on an indoor trainer, you know, so what you put into it, you're going to get a lot out of it.
You mentioned in our first chat, when you first got a coach and the periodization and not going hard every session. Do you think there's a bit of a danger with a Zwift subscription and a Wahoo kicker that you could possibly fall into that habit of going out and racing as hard as you can every single bike session?
Yeah, I've been sucked into a few races myself over time, and you know, so I work off of heart rate. You know, I'm a huge believer in heart rate, and you know, the coach that I work with, QT2, you know, he gets on me right away if he sees you know, sees me going out of the heart rate zones, and so that's how I stay honest on Zwift. And you know, so you just got to swallow your ego and watch your heart rate, and it's kind of fun to watch. I think as the season progresses, you know, you're putting out more watts at the same heart rate, and you know, if you see that happening, then you know things are going well.
As far as sort of if you could only do one workout over and over again forever, what would it be?
On the bike, I think it would be, you know, it'd be progressive builds, where, you know, start out, you know, with a warm up, and then indoors so that it's a controlled environment, and then, you know, build to 20 to 40 minute sessions at progressively increasing watts. And I find that is my favorite workout inside. Outdoors, you know, I love the long rides, and you know, and the more vertical feet there are, the better. You know, just going back to that same need to climb hills all the time. You know, most Ironman courses are pretty flat. really. That's usually not the major issue. So, but if you've got a lot of hills in your legs, you're going to hit the run. I believe you're going to hit the run a lot fresher than a lot of your competition might.
Absolutely. Well, John, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to speaking about that run, but we'll save that for next time. Thanks for joining us on the Kona Edge today.
Thanks very much. Pleasure talking with you, Brad.
This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. And that's it for this edition of the Kona Edge. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you too to John Wilson for sharing some of his bike tips with us. Next week, I'll tell you exactly what's happening with my race calendar. Some big decisions to be made and have been made, but I'll reveal all on Monday. So make sure you listen then.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.